the exorcist has to actually get up on that top of that person and, you know, command that demon and use the relics, and the stole is utilized during a certain portion of the exorcism, that the exorcist has to actually put the stole around the person's head and say prayers, which, you know, they're very vulnerable at that time. So everybody, all the assistants usually close in and make sure that that exorcist doesn't get hurt. And, you know, like I said, we've experienced a lot of times people who are being exorcised, the demon will start to, you know, force the person. You got to realize that when we're doing an exorcism, that person is no longer there. The demon inhabits that body. The demon controls it. So a lot of times a demon will try to cause physical harm to the person being exorcised, like they try to bite themselves. One would try to tear at her own flesh with her hand. She had nails. And the assistants constantly trying to bite, trying to grab somebody's hand. Because, like I said, when they grab you, it's hard to pry their fingers off. Usually the only way you do it is by putting holy water on the hand, and they'll release. I had a woman grab. I had a unidirectional microphone on a ledge behind the pew.
Okay.
And the hand just happened to grab it, and I tried to pull her fingers off that mic, and I couldn't do it. I could not budge those fingers. They were like steel. So I threw holy water on it, and she released it immediately. So they'll try to get at you, they try to bite you, and it takes a lot of strength sometimes to keep these people down. Another reason is we were having an exorcism again for a woman, and she was sitting in the second pew before the exorcism started, and I was speaking to them. You know, I was giving the family a little bit of an idea of what we were going to do. Because remember, we put these people in straitjackets. We restrain them.
That would kind of freak someone out, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. We wanted to tell them that. And if they say, no, I don't want it, we most certainly won't do it. Not that we would be happy about it. And most people at that particular point, they're ready to do whatever you tell them to do. They're not going to argue with you. But I'm talking to this woman and her husband. And all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, she just turned and grabbed him around his neck and started to choke him. You know, this is before anything even happened. The Bishop McKenna wasn't even in the church at the time. He was in the sacristy getting ready. So the fight started right from the get-go. So, you know, that's why I like to keep family members separated, because they can be assaulted at this time. Also, it's a dangerous situation, so we try to minimize whatever damage could be done, and that includes to the family members, because they're dealing with this also.